this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Grow the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning. You're listening to Atlanta's longest-running, most respected money show on radio, Money Talks. I'm Matt Hames here with the good Dr. Gene Hensler, Troy Harmon, and Charlie Holloway. Gentlemen,
thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us this morning.
And Troy is a CFA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay?
And you're a chartered trust.
CTFA.
CTFA.
Yes. Yes. Trust and Financial Advisor.
Charlie, besides being a CFP, is a...
CDFA. So a divorce designation.
There you go. Jeez, you know, I was...
Everyone always jokes that, you know, the only way to really get one is to get divorced. So
No, you're not divorced.
No, not yet. Not yet. I haven't been home yet today. My keys worked last night.
As far as you know, right?
Yeah. Okay. Doggone. None of those designations... In fact, they gave me, you know, they offered me a... CFA. Yeah. I swear to God, I was a member of Financial Analyst Society.
Sure.
And I said, what do I want that for? I think I'm joking. It would cost me $30.
They're in hot demand now.
I don't know, Gene. You could probably take home a little bit more money from the company if you just go ahead and take the letters.
It gets you a raise,
doesn't it?
I had the PhD. Whatever. Doesn't even matter. Well, welcome aboard and everything else. As usual, we're going to start off today talking a little bit about the broad picture. Economics and then the market and maybe some individual stocks. Troy, you want to start this off?
Yeah, semi book to bill, which is more of a technical. You're dealing with information technology. The semi is short for semiconductors. Came out this week and it was actually positive. It rose from 1.03 in February to 1.1 in March. Any indication
above one?
Above one.
Because what it is
positive,
is that they actually have booked more sales than they've billed to their clients.
It is a future indicator.
That's where they get booked.
Now, is that ever seasonal or no?
No, it's generally. I mean, it generally indicates growth in the technology sector, which is highly correlated with overall economic growth. So
that actually is a pretty important number.
It is. Yes, absolutely.
More important than a lot of other ones because that. There's no hiding that one.
Right.
Okay. Now we have conflicting home sales, which I found very interesting. Existing home sales went through the roof.
Yeah, 6.1% increase in March. 10.4% relative to March of 2014, so the year ago number is much higher.
And they say part of it was weather related, and I understand that because in the Midwest and the East was sort of bad. But I do believe the weather was exactly the same, those places, home sales.
Exactly. Right.
So what I'm saying is the same clouds in the sky, everything else. And what was the story there?
Yeah, it fell by 11.4% in March of this year. And
still up from last year month to month.
But huge, still 19.4%, which is higher than the existing. At 10.4 relative to last year.
Maybe the weather it takes longer for new slab concrete to cure.
That could be it.
due to the weather.
Well, I'm not going to be sarcastic here. Our new home sales when a contract is signed.
Right, So it could be
in the slab stage. Occupy, right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, stuff like that. So a mixed number there. Oil inventories, of course, are... up?
Yes, up.
Where are they putting this oil? I have a question for you. Have you rented any of your space in the backyard for oil?
No.
I'm waiting for the call. I'm buying some barrels.
Right.
It's my next commodity play.
There you go. The thing that's strange is oil inventories were up and the price of oil was also up. So inventories growing, usually lately at least, has been a negative. But if you look deeper into the numbers, distillate inventories... increased 400,000, but analysts expected them to grow 1.1 million. So it grew by a lesser amount. Basically, when it comes right down to it, the product supplied to the market averaged 19.2 million barrels per day in the four-week period that they measure, and that was 5.2% above year-ago levels. So, yep. So the story is, yeah, inventories are growing, but the demand is growing as well. So what it looks like
well,
is
that's weather-related, you know.
Well,
you don't have all the snow in the Midwest and the East.
Right. Right.
People drive more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we were looking forward to a cheaper summer driving season. It's not going to materialize.
That's right.
Well, the predictors say that it is.
It still has a chance
yes.
to dip back down.
Yeah. Well, it is down. It's not bad.
Oh,
right
it's
now.
Down a lot from where it was, yeah, but yeah, it's bumped
well,
up a little
it's
bit.
It's $56 a barrel, and that's a pretty significant increase this mm-hmm. week. The low point
I ain't
was
buying by the barrel. I'm buying from the gallon up the yeah. street, and it's down now that from where it was a month ago.
Yeah, and it should mm-hmm. still be for a little while. And part of that is what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. The oil inventories talk about not only the front side where it's crude oil being stored, but the levels of refining that you have. So when you look, like I say, when you look deeper into the number, the front end, the unrefined oil, grew more than the other, you know, other refined products did. So they can work some of that through the system. Is
well, also, too, and I don't want to get too complicated here, but they move from heating oil
right
to gasoline. Otherwise, you know, there's those changes and stuff.
And gasoline even changes. The mixture
yes.
for summer is different
yeah.
than
yeah.
it is for winter. So.
And then we had jobless claims, which were not good.
They weren't. Unemployment insurance crept higher in the week, 294,000 up to 295,000. So, you know, it wasn't a huge gain. The one that we watched closer is the four-week moving average, and it continued to fall. So overall, you know, the front side number looks like it might be growing, but the overall number
let's call it mixed.
Is unchanged. It really is mixed.
And then interest rates, they went up this week, but not enough to really talk about. I mean, it went up
right.
6 bips, 8 bips.
And they weren't enough to move the mortgage, which was
right.
flat at 3.79%.
Yeah. Which is still cheap as the devil.
Year. Right. Mm-hmm.
And
it
do you is. Look at the 5-year ARM at 3.08?
Yeah.
I mean, people are expecting interest rates to rise. There's no question about that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Will it ever? There's somebody who came out and said they're never going to raise interest rates.
Yeah, this is going to
some sort of national economist.
Yeah. Story of the decade.
Yeah.
We all keep saying interest rates have to increase.
Well, there's not, I mean, the inflation's not there to really. It's
That's
like
true.
The Fed has just gotten to the point where they're saying we're just going to raise them just to raise them.
Absolutely.
They don't need
to.
The numbers don't indicate that they need to.
Right. And there's other ways that they can actually tighten a little bit, and it's actually happened. I mean, they did away with quantitative easing back in October. That's a slight tightening. The next step on that probably will come through without changing the rate at all is the fact that they're going to let some of those bonds, when they mature, they won't buy them back. So there are other ways that they can reduce the balance sheet for the Fed.
And there's a chance that they may raise short-term rates and it have little to no impact on longer-term rates.
That's possible.
I mean, the Fed really doesn't control 30-year. You know,
well,
I mean, they indirectly
further flatten
the yield curve
screwing mm-hmm. the banks.
Right.
Right.
And that's a whole topic for another show.
Right.
The market was up last week, as
it
we
was.
Predicted. Did
yes,
we predict
absolutely.
That?
That's what
Charlie,
I said.
You,
I mean,
weren't,
I said
you weren't here.
No, but I said 2 weeks ago, I think I was on, and I said it would be up. And what I meant was this past week.
Sure.
I didn't,
course,
it cut off before I was able to clarify.
It would be up before you came back on the show.
Right, yes.
We should put him on the sales force. I'm not sure. Why
he
we're
is. What are you talking about?
what's his position in the firm?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It was up 1.82% last week, and it's up 2.88% for the year.
For the year, right.
And that's pretty good if you figure it out.
Healthcare still leading over 9% year-to-date. That's pretty amazing. Consumer discretionary is another one that's up 6% mm-hmm. As far as the sector goes year-to-date, 6.4% actually, and telecom almost 4%. You look on the other end, and this is the piece that's a little bit baffling, but utilities are down 5% year-to-date, and that, again, is probably
interest rates haven't changed much.
Interest rate, right.
And financials are down for the year,
right.
although last week they had a pretty good week.
That's true.
All right. So,
and if you look at what earnings have done this season. We're about a third of the way through earnings. You look at sales growth is actually negative so far.
Yes, I saw most of these companies.
7%.
Well, I didn't see most of the reports I hear is they're beating earnings and they're not beating on the revenue side.
Yeah, we're back to that. You know, for probably 3 years we dealt with that. They weren't growing revenues, but we were still beating earnings. A lot of that comes from share buybacks and making the company, at least as far as number of shares that are outstanding, smaller and smaller. So, and earnings growth, which is very important, 6.2%. In the first quarter.
Well, that's not, that's really not bad. Good. I think that's better than expected, wasn't it?
It is, yeah. The earnings surprise is 6.4%, so it's...
so they were expecting nothing.
Right.
And we got 6.7%.
Yeah, and the sales surprise is negative 1.2%. So expected a little more in revenues. And
I think you can almost take that revenue disappointment from the change in the dollar value.
Yeah, there's almost every company that has international operations.
I think that's pretty easy to
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
And every company does.
Yeah, it's all right.
We've had some local earnings. We had Coca-Cola come in.
Yeah.
Who else came in?
Genuine Parts, that's Napa.
Right.
And we also had SunTrust.
Okay.
Released this week.
Local companies who are national companies.
Absolutely. SunTrust came out, beat earnings by 6 cents. They turned in 78 cents a share versus analyst expectations of 72. And basically what it all boils down to, their mortgage product business is doing well. So, there's a lot of things that might impact banking.
Well, SunTrust doesn't trade, right?
They don't.
So they're not dependent like on these big New York banks. You see their earnings are up or down.
Right.
They're up right now because of trading in dollars.
Yep.
You know, and I'm going, okay, well, I personally rather own Goldman Sachs than Bank of New York to do my trading on that.
Right.
So
right.
they're a bank.
Exactly. And a lot of these banks these days are trying to get some bolt on business, some go the insurance right
and
some
fee income.
Right. And that's what's happening there. So all things considered, they missed a little bit on the top line, $1.9 billion in revenue versus $2 billion from last year. It's not that bad, but all things considered, it was decent.
And they're a well-run bank, I assume.
They are. Yeah. SunTrust is a good bank. They've got a good reputation, especially in the southeastern market, headquartered here in Atlanta.
Right.
They've got a real good reputation.
Good.
Right.
All right. So feel secure this quarter.
This quarter.
Yes, yeah. In our long term, meaning more than 1 month.
As secure as you can feel with a retail bank.
Absolutely. Yeah. Genuine Parts, like I say, this is Napa, came out this week. It met earnings. All things considered, they've got a strong balance sheet. The company's really optimistic on their growth. The stock didn't move. It's really kind
Troy, of. Troy, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I have a quick question, and that is, who works on their own car anymore?
Yeah, there's.
It's been amazing how a lot of those companies, have done great over the past 5 or 6 years. O'Reilly, all these auto parts. I don't know. I thought they were too complicated to work on anymore.
I drive an Audi A8, and I open the thing, and the thing's locked.
Right.
It says, you touch warranty bad.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. they're
just
not going to let you
do it. It's a big computer.
Yeah. But, the average age of the automobile, especially during recessions, it really gotten older.
Out. Yes.
And it really hasn't gotten that much tighter, even with automobile sales kicking up in the last few years.
And they do sell to local places who
they
repair
do.
Cars.
Exactly.
So
they're not just selling to the do-it-yourself.
So that's where the growth is.
Unlike some of the others, but almost everybody's doing that now. So all things considered, it was a decent, not a standout quarter, but they did what
they were
expected to
do. Do you like the business itself?
I like it, but I think just because of the thing that you're talking about, it gets more and more to where you have to have some technology to repair an automobile.
There you go.
And even then, you're probably only going to be dealing with those that are over 5 years
right.
old.
And what about that little tiny company, Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola, yeah. Coca-Cola's dealing with all kind of things. Obviously, they're one of the ones who's going to be struggling because of the currency issues. They're going to be pressured in any of their...
Yeah, most of their sales are overseas,
right.
I assume.
But they turned in... some pretty decent performance. They made 48 cents a share versus an expected 42
cents. Are they still losing business in the United States, North America, and then gaining it elsewhere? Is that the same pattern?
Yeah, like I say, their top line was a bit pressured because of currency sales overseas, and that hits earnings as well. But in general, they're going through the change in consumer tastes in the United States, and it's
well, they got Dasani. Isn't Dasani their product?
They do have some things that they're fighting against, but it's not so much like Pepsi.
Which, well, you know, it's snacks.
Snack. Health-related. Right. Health-related
yeah,
stuff.
Absolutely, right. Yeah. And all things considered, they've got a new plan where they're going to try to cut out $3 billion in annual expenses. They're on the road to doing some of that. Haven't got it totally.
How are they going to do that, by the way?
Executive compensation?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That went away. Yes. At least it fell out of the news.
Yeah.
They'll wind up giving him a raise if they can be successful in cutting other expenses. So, yeah. You know, all things considered, they're trying to broaden the offerings reduce expenses.
The soft drink business is a tough business to be in. Mm-hmm. It's hard to convince people to drink 800 calories a day in sugar water.
That's true.
It's a tough sell.
All right.
Well, good deal. Well, guys, let's take a break here, and we'll come back and introduce a case study, talk a little bit about a tough situation that many people go through every week. We'll cover that and some questions from you. You're listening to Money Talks. Don't
touch that dial. Does it have a divorce involved with it?
Does not have a divorce involved. Actually, something worse.
Taxes?
Stay tuned to find out.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.